You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
When I was young, Gene Kelly made a song very popular. It was called Singin' in the Rain. I liked that song, maybe because I was young. Young people often see the dark side of things. Adversity easily gets them down. They lose their sense of humor. To be fair to young people, the same thing happens to older people. Nothing seems to go right. There's trouble on every side. Options appear to be narrowing, and opportunities do not beckon as they once did. The days were dark for St. Paul. He was in prison. Thunder and lightning were all around him. Rain was falling. In the middle of all that, Paul was still singing in the rain. He had the true Christmas spirit. Writing to the Philippians, he said, "Rejoice in the Lord all the time. Again I say, rejoice. Let your composure be known to all men. The Lord is near." To many people in the Northern Hemisphere, Christmas is not really Christmas unless there's snow on the ground. To the merchants of the world, Christmas is not really Christmas without the annual Christmas buying binge. The outstanding Christmas event gets to be the annual Christmas party, either at home or at the office. Last year, in the Advent season, a few weeks before Christmas, when Christian people all over the world are reminded of what Christmas is really all about, I was preaching in a lively church in Brasilia, the capital city of Brazil. The climate is tropical in Brazil, and few people were wearing jackets. Almost everyone there was Brazilian, accustomed to celebrating Christmas in the atmosphere of Brazil. There on the altar, in the chancel of the church, was a little Christmas tree with tufts of cotton on it, representing snow. I never really saw that picture at the time, but my wife, who has an eye for things like that, did see it and remember it. The people in the church were full of joy, glad to hear the good news of God, which is given to the whole world in His Son, Jesus Christ. They were probably not too aware of these tufts of cotton either. Many of their ancestors, however, had come from Europe, perhaps generations ago, and their Christmas tradition was still preserved in those little dabs of cotton on the Christmas tree, prepared for the celebration of the birthday of Jesus Christ. The truth of Christ is the joy of Christmas. It was for those Brazilians, as it is for people all over the world. Christmas traditions, however, have a way of smothering Christmas truths in the midst of a world where the atmosphere is heavy and foreboding, and human expectations become bleak. Generous sharing of season's greetings and the so-called Christmas spirit cannot mask the realities of hurt and hardship that weigh heavily on millions of people throughout the world. People struggle with seasonal bills, not only for the gifts they want to give at this time of the year, but with heating bills, medical bills, food bills, and bills every soul on earth has to pay for mistaken words and actions, not to speak about misspent lives. No amount of surface frivolity or seasonal celebration can eradicate the pain people cause themselves with selfishness, envy, and the ambition to succeed at the expense of others. Life may seem very dark, but St. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord, always, at every time, and in every place. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your composure be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." The people at Philippi in Macedonia, the place where Paul first preached the gospel of Jesus Christ on Western soil, must have been saddened and disconcerted when they heard about Paul's arrest by the authorities in Rome. They sympathized with him, but they also worried about what might happen. Some of them said, "Paul is innocent." Others were deeply concerned. "He may be innocent," they said, "but where there is smoke, there is fire." In the midst of their uncertainty, these people received this letter from Paul himself, written in prison. telling them that he was still pressing toward the mark, still pursuing his faith in love, still as much assured of the truth of Christ as he had ever been. "I am still on my way," he said, "toward the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." After urging two women in the congregation at Philippi, Euodia and Syntyche, to compose the quarrel between them and to do it with faith in the Lord, Paul wound up with these stirring words of encouragement. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice." If anyone had reason to be down in the dumps, it was Paul. He could have said with great feeling what many people have sung throughout the years, "Nobody knows the trouble I've seen." Those people who sang that were singing in the rain, too. "Nobody knows," they said, "but Jesus." Paul was singing in the rain. He could have raised all sorts of reasons for going back to his former life before he met Christ. He could have given up the turbulent life he had willingly accepted as witness and missionary, a good sample of Christian faith and sacrificial service. What he did, however, was to show that he was made of the right stuff. He sat down and wrote a whole raft of letters to struggling congregations and to down-in-the-dumps believers, encouraging them to keep on singing in the rain. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and have no anxiety about anything." Paul was not just giving some impractical advice to these people that they should think happy thoughts and all their problems and worries would evaporate. He was talking from his own practical experience of the Lord's good grace and of the marvelous promises God holds out to those who take him at his word. In his lowest moments, Paul could still sing, "Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." You can catch him singing in the rain on more than one occasion. He astounds his jailers when he gets up at midnight in prison to sing songs. Then meeting that little Christian delegation that had come out to greet him as he was about to enter Rome under guard, when he thanked God and took courage. Against all odds now, writing the downhearted Philippians to rejoice and to rejoice again and to rejoice always, urging them to abandon themselves to the joyful spirit for good and valid reasons. James Thurber once said of Harold Ross, longtime editor of the New Yorker magazine, "He lived at the corner of work and worry. Millions of people live their lives in that predicament. If their work does not get them down, worry certainly will." Paul had long since passed that corner and was well on the way to a new kind of life. It was life in Christ. Paul described that life as being simply in the Lord. "You know him as your Savior," said Paul to the Philippians. "Now let him be your Savior." "He will be. You can depend upon it. He is Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Jesus Christ is Lord. You can depend upon him. Jesus Christ is the valid reason for rejoicing always, in spite of everything." The coming of Jesus at Bethlehem, the life he lived out to its ultimate conclusion, the sacrifice he offered on the altar of a cross, his resurrection from the dead to be declared the Son of God with power, are the reason for Paul's unshakable assurance that nothing in the world can possibly get in the way of the lordship of Jesus Christ. Why be stuck on the corner between work and worry, waiting for the light to change? There's no light on that corner. There's actually a sign there that says, "Yield." The Greek word that I translated composure and the King James Version forbearance, Martin Luther translated in his own language with a term that means yieldedness. Don't yield your energies to worry. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and let him take the leadership. Put your confidence in him. Follow him on his way from cross to crown. Rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord is at hand. Don't worry about anything. In everything, with prayer and supplication, in a constant spirit of thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes anything human minds could ever devise will stand guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That kind of joy is not for a season, triggered by the trimmings and trappings that are usually associated with Christmas. This kind of joy is underlined by always, now and forever, in all ways, at all times, and in all places, under any and every kind of condition or circumstance. The skies may be cloudy for you at the moment. Jesus Christ is still Lord. The skies may be bright for you at the moment. Jesus Christ will still be Lord. He is the Savior sent by God in Bethlehem, at a cross, and then a tomb from which the stone has been rolled away, and finally in all his glory coming again surrounded by his holy angels. Christmas is truly merry because of him, and only because of him. It isn't Christmas without him. In Christ, every day is Christmas. The celebration of his birthday becomes an event, a time to be remembered, always with joy, whose continuing quality and characteristic is life in Christ. Sing in the rain with Christ. Freed from the anxieties that weigh you down, there's no guaranteed immunity from reality, no immediate exhilaration that grabs hold of your pile of bills and tears them up. There's no assurance that you won't meet dark days when the pantry shelves seem empty. But there's always Jesus Christ. He knows and he cares. He will take care. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. His peace will guard your soul and also your mind, keeping you safe in faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let the composure of your faith and love be known to all men. The Lord is near, mighty near, promising never to leave you or forsake you. Sing in the rain, knowing the peace of God that passes every understanding any human being has ever had of what peace really is. The peace of God coming entirely from him will stand guard over your hearts and minds in the watchful care and power of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Jesus Christ brought peace to Paul. In the throes of his agony, Paul agonized more for the people he served than for himself and his personal problems. Many of you have known that agony, worried more about what people may think or what will happen to them than about what is going to happen to you. Don't worry about a thing, said Paul. I'm not worried, and you needn't be worried either. It's a wonderful way to live, singing in the rain. The peace of God passes all understanding. The peace of God brings people out singing, while others come out fighting and complaining and wailing when the going gets tough. The peace of Christ tames the tigers of trouble. It produces calm in the midst of the storm. The loving Christ is the author of peace and joy. Peace, he says. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Peace came at that moment to a troubled man named Thomas. He insisted that he had to see in order to believe. Jesus told him, check it out. Thomas saw Jesus, wounds and all, resurrected from the dead. What else can you say at a time like that? But my Lord and my God. The American poet Robert Frost once remarked, the reason why worry kills more people than work is that more people worry than work. St. Paul said, don't worry about anything. Turn everything over to God. He will stand like a sentry over the door of your heart in Christ Jesus. It's a great way to live. And it's a great way to die. It's a great way to live, forgiven and forgiving, all in Christ Jesus. It's a great way to die, forgiven and given the life that knows no ending, all in Jesus Christ. It's a great way to prepare for a real celebration of Christmas, forgiven by the grace of God in Christ, and with all the composure of faith in Christ that can be known by everyone around you, rejoicing in the Lord always, singing in the rain, undaunted by the headaches and the heartaches, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. The Lord is at your door. Amen.